Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Chris and Amy with you this
morning. Was Psycho
morning
about tarantulas?
On a Wednesday.
It was about a crazy guy with a knife. Anyway,
we like to mix genres here.
Yeah, we sure do.
A tarantula. Well, there was a headline recently that, according to the Missouri Department of Conservation, you, that means you Missourians, maybe the bi-state area, need to keep out an eye out for one of Missouri's largest spiders, the Texas brown tarantulas, who happen to be on the move. Sounds a little bit like a minor league baseball team, which would be less threatening, but it is not. The Texas brown tarantulas are arachnids, and to give us a little bit more information on these big spiders is Becky Hansis-O'Neill, PhD candidate in UMSL's biology department. And Becky, thank you for joining us to talk spiders, which I'm sure is giving some people the creeps.
Oh, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
All right. What do we need to know about this bit of information put out by the Missouri Department of Conservation about the Texas brown tarantula? And
sure.
They're on the move. Have they been here before?
Oh, yeah. They've been here for a long time, since the end of the Ice Age, we think. They've been living in Missouri. And they're on the move right now because it is mating season.
Oh. So where are they going? Like, I mean, don't you just kind of hang out with
the
other tarantulas?
Is it like one of the Chaminade mixers?
Where, dude.
Where the you know, like Villa and Chaminade get together. Well, not mating season.
Come on, mating. See, we're
not
talking about
mating.
High school kids.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Not mating.
No, Amy.
No, I didn't mean mating, but it's a spider mixer, I should say. Gosh, I didn't realize how horrible that was until you brought it up. I apologize to everyone.
Aren't you glad you came on, Becky?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Anyway, continue.
Hey, let me go ahead and answer that question because I have a general question.
Yeah, so the female tarantulas live in burrows and they tend to stay in one place. So September, October, the males that are mature and ready to make baby spiders, they have to go find these females. So the ones you're seeing walking around everywhere are the males looking for mates.
So where would you see them walking around?
So the reports I've heard are usually southern Missouri, seeing them walk around, but basically anywhere from St. Louis down where you have glade grassland habitats, so more of these dry, hot grasslands, you might see some around there.
So, okay, that's what I was going to, like, so not in your house? Or would you see them in your house, or would they be in the woods? They'd be in the grass? Where would they be?
Grasslands, roads, if you happen to have some nice sunny spots on your property and you have glades nearby, you might see them walking around your property. Very, very rarely you may get a male in your basement, but that is very atypical. I would not expect it.
Well, how come only a male?
Well, that's what I was going to ask. Are the females purposely not walking around?
Yeah, they like to sit and stay still. The strategy for tarantulas is be as lazy as possible. The females will stay in their burrows as long as they can. The males come to them. They're not going to go find males to mate. So the females tend to mostly stay in one place. So it's really rare to find a female just walking around.
That's like humans at every bar. The women just stay there. Men come up constantly trying to get phone numbers and that sort of thing.
Ron just relating way too much to this conversation.
Well, luckily, ladies at bars are not going to try to eat you.
But the lady tarantulas might?
Yeah, there's always a chance if the males don't play their cards right that the female might eat them during or after mating.
Okay,
or
so
if she just doesn't like them.
Wait, hold on a second. So what is playing their cards right? What do you have to do to not be eaten by the female tarantula?
Well, you have to pick a female who wants to mate. So you need to, they probably use smell, we think, to figure that out. And then lots of tarantulas, the males will do a little tap dance right outside the burrow. And if the female taps back, that's a good sign.
Oh.
But the males also have little hooks on their legs that they hook into the female's fangs, so she actually can't bite them during mating. So they have some defenses.
Oh.
Yeah, I was going to ask if the female decides that she doesn't like that guy, and so she is going to eat him, does the male fight back, or is the female pretty much successful in ending his life?
They'll try to run away. And they're not so much smaller than the females. It's not like other spiders. So they'll try to run away or hook those fangs so that they can mate and then try to get away. But sometimes they're just not fast enough or strong enough.
So is this similar behavior to the, because we always hear about the praying mantis, that's what they do. The women, or the females will
eat. That is the black widow spider too.
Well, maybe it's both. I don't know. Becky, what is it?
Lots of spiders do this. Some spiders, the males, like, they know, or they don't know, but getting eaten, that's 100% of the time. They don't try to get away. Here, have a meal out of me, lay lots of eggs. And with the mantises, they get eaten with a really high frequency, too. But the tarantulas, the males really want to get away. They want to mate multiple times.
Is it not possible to learn, I guess, over the, you know, like, does... That is evolution, not part of this, where they can learn that, hey, man, these well, they keep eating us. Have you noticed? Like, how do they not figure this out?
Well, sometimes it's a good strategy just to feed your mate. And there's a very specific reason. Spider mating is very weird. I don't know if you want to hear.
Yes, I do. Yes, very
how
much.
How PG do we need to be?
Becky, it is 10 in the morning.
Keep going. This will keep me alive for the rest of the show.
Okay. So tarantulas, they take about 5 to 7 years to mature. The females can live over 20 years. So they live a super long time. The males can't mate until their final year of life, which is in that 5 to 7 year range. And once they mate, they get these special organs on the end of their pedipalps, which are kind of like their hands. They're sitting near their face. If you look at a spider, you'll notice them. So they make a web, they deposit their sperm on the web, they use their little hands to suck up that drop that they made, then they go find the female and use those little hand specialized body parts to inseminate her. I'm trying to be very scientific, and they hold her fangs back and then they try to run away. And then they die that same season.
And then they die.
So they know they're going to die anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if they know it, but evolutionarily, yeah, they're going to die anyway.
Right, it's not like this.
Might as well get one in before I kick it.
Yeah, not no, but they are. It's not like this male spider would have lived a long and thriving life. Whether
exactly.
The female eats him after mating or not, he was going to die that year, pretty much.
So they had it coming.
They had it coming, okay. So why not help feed your kids?
Do we know why? This is the process, like, you know, in this species, does it make sense scientifically for the males to have a 5 to 7 year lifespan and the females to live longer?
So for the what I have understand, and I'm sure there's a spider biologist that knows a little bit more about this particular thing than me, is when the males get those organs on their pedipalps on their hands, they can't keep molting. They can't keep shedding their skin and growing. And the females never have that problem. So they can just get old. They can have lots of babies every year, a couple years. And they don't have to worry about that. So I think there's something physical with the males that they just can't keep growing and molting once they sexually mature.
These lady tarantulas haven't made.
They do, unless they get visited by a tarantula hawk, which also lives in Missouri.
A tarantula hawk?
Is that the official name?
Yeah, it's a type of wasp.
It's a wasp?
Yep. It's really horrible. Do you want to hear about it?
Yes. Yeah. Don't ask. Just tell us.
It's amazing to feel absolutely blindsided by your lack of knowledge. Like, that's how I feel right now.
Not hers, ours.
Oh, yeah, not yours, our. We're blindsided by our absolute and profound lack of knowledge on this, and it's insane.
Tell us about this tarantula hawk.
So this is a really big wasp. I'd say 2 to 3 inches long, shiny blue, very pretty. They're not aggressive. If you see one, just leave it alone and you'll be fine. And they don't live in nests. It's just a single female that's out there. So when they find a tarantula, they do battle with it, and they sting it, and that paralyzes the tarantula. Tarantula's still alive. They drag it into a hole, or even the tarantula's burrow I've seen. They lay some eggs, and the baby wasps eat the tarantula while it's still alive.
Oh.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ow.
That's horrible.
This is...
What? Why do they do that?
And we
Why
thought
can't
the,
they just...
We thought the worst thing we were going to talk about today was like the Cardinals not making the playoffs. This is terrible. Wow.
This is a real competitor.
I'm actually looking at a picture now. It's insane how big the tarantula hawk is.
Why do they do that instead of just killing it and then letting the babies eat it?
Oh, fresh tarantula is better than a rotten tarantula.
Yeah, why you get lobsters at the grocery store out of the tank?
Oh, that's a great point.
It's kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I guess it is. All right, so
this is so it's so interesting. And Becky, I'm sure people talk about this all the time, but. We have our, I would say maybe naive or softened ideas of nature, like in coloring books and in cartoons, but man, it's brutal.
It's pretty metal.
Yeah. I mean, this is insane.
So, all right, just a general question. And I know a spider is not a bug. Are bugs considered animals?
Yeah, they are. They are in the group Animalia with us. So they're animals.
Okay. Another general question, which I think I know the answer, but I want to hear it from you. The Texas brown tarantula, are they poisonous, and are you in trouble if you get bitten?
This is a great question. This is one I get all the time. So they are venomous, but unless you're allergic in the same way you're allergic to a bee sting, they're not. You're not going to be in trouble if one bites you. The worst part is going to be the fangs because they're so big. Ugh. They're also not prone to biting. So me and other students at UMSL have been researching them in the field for like 4 years now. No one's ever been bitten. They haven't tried to bite us. The species we have here, the Texas brown, is very docile here in Missouri. So the first things they like to do are slap the ground in front of you if you bother them, They'll show you their fangs before they slap. And they also have these things called urticating hairs. I call them booty hairs.
Okay.
So I'll try to make it succinct. But basically, if you make them mad, they have these little hairs on their abdomen, and they use their feet, and they kick those hairs into the air so you can see them. They look like little pieces of fuzz. And they're basically like fiberglass. So if they get on your skin, or if you're a predator, they get in your nose or your eyes, they're super irritating. So you're going to get booty hairs, you're going to get slaps and threat poses showing the fangs, but they really aren't bitey. And the venom of most tarantulas is really quite weak. They don't kill people. So if you find one, don't worry. You're not going to die.
Here's one thing I do know. We're talking about our lack of knowledge. It's a semantics thing. But animals are venomous. They're not poisonous.
I know. As I said, she was so kind. She didn't correct me, but she used the correct verbiage while she answered the question.
Are you impressed that we knew that?
Well, no, I didn't know it. I said poisonous.
Oh.
I'm impressed. It's not something I worry about, because just when we're talking, people know what you mean when you say poisonous. Yeah. There's no reason to be a jerk about it.
Thank you. There is no reason to be a jerk about it.
But you can, because you're going to be Dr. Hansis O'Neill pretty soon.
That's right.
And then you can really lord it over people.
So here's a question about spiders generally, because I've always heard you don't necessarily want to kill them if you find them in your house, because they're eating the bugs. Like the other bugs, the other insects, is that true?
It is true. But one thing I'd say, if you do have a lot of spiders in your house, that probably means there's a lot of things there for them to eat. Mm-hmm. You might have some other problems. But they are good, especially out in your garden and in the yard. Yeah, they're going to be controlling pests and doing good work. In the house, too, other than the brown recluse, we really don't have anything that has the potential to be real dangerous for you here in Missouri.
I know when I was growing up, we definitely had brown recluse spiders in our house. So we had to put the sticky traps out. Occasionally you'd get bitten, but those are the scary ones.
Is there any other spider knowledge you think we need to have before we say goodbye?
Oh, my goodness. Well, we covered all the cool things about the tarantulas.
Okay.
I'd say in Missouri, we're about as far northeast as you can go. So we don't have as many per like square acre as you would get, say, in Texas or in Colorado. So the ones that we have here, like I said, that we think they came up in the Ice Age, and then they basically got stuck in glades in these very specific hot habitats. So ours are kind of special. We don't have a ton of them. Even if you see a bunch, especially down south, the more you go north, there's just fewer and fewer. So ours are kind of special. That's what I'd want people to know.
Becky Hansis O'Neill, PhD candidate at UMSL in the biology department. We appreciate your spider expertise, and you are now our spider lady. So if we ever need information, we're calling you.
Sounds great. Thank you so much for having me.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.